There have been radio ads put out by the state's largest business group, which claims lower taxes will lure workers here and improve the business climate.
The Wisconsin legislature has passed a property tax freeze. Now you need to call Governor Jim Doyle at 608-266-1222.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce even plans to buy space in the Wall Street Journal to lobby for the freeze. There have also been ads against the freeze. The state's largest teachers union was running radio ads, but has since stopped. Wisconsin Education Association Council opposed the freeze on the grounds it might hurt education. Local officials also got into the fray, saying they weren't the big spenders and didn't need the state controlling local purse strings. More than 300 local officials signed a petition against the freeze, which recently was given to the governor. Now, Republicans are out with results of an online petition with 10 times that many names, all urging the governor not to veto the freeze. 3,300 signatures is only a fraction of Wisconsin's 5 million residents, but Assembly Speaker John Gard thinks it shows widespread opinion over rising property taxes.
I believe that there is the makings of a major property tax revolt in this state. And to have this number of people speak out this quickly on a fairly obscure website, to me, says that there's something going on out there.
The obscurity of the website can be debated. There were news stories, and it was linked to the websites of powerful special interests, like the Wisconsin Realtors Association. That group conducted a poll showing half the respondents think local services won't suffer if the state clamps down on spending. Wisconsin Alliance of Cities Director Ed Huck believes what people hope and what will actually happen are two different things.
We understand the public's distaste for property tax increases. This remedy is politically expedient, functionally dangerous.
The governor has called the freeze a gimmick, but won't say yet whether it will stay or go in the budget. At a recent news conference, Doyle shot back at Republicans who claim the governor would be going back on a campaign pledge if he vetoes the freeze.
This is not a time to be pointing fingers. Obviously, property taxes are important. We're going to work on that as partners in this state.
Republicans claim without the freeze, property taxes will go up. The Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates local taxes might rise more than 9%. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.